Keeping a balance. Each living thing in the food chain plays an important part in keeping nature balanced. If one piece of the food chain gets too big, the other animals will have to compete for survival. For example, if there were too many giraffes, there would not be enough plants for all of them to eat. This could cause giraffes to starve and die. This would affect the animals that depend on giraffes for food. Changes like this would disrupt the food chain and destroy the world's natural order. Male giraffes eat from different parts of the tree than the female giraffes. This way, there is enough food for all.
FCAT. Connect and compare. 1. Look at the flow chart. What happens to grass after it has absorbed energy from the sun? Then, what happens to the mouse? Reading a flow chart. 2. Why is the relationship between predator and prey important to the food chain? Explain using details from the article. Apply. 3. Compare what happens between roadrunner and snake in Roadrunner's Dance to the food chain in this article. What is the relationship between a roadrunner and a snake? Where on the food chain are they? Reading, writing across text. Research inquiry. Science activity. Research the different levels of consumers. Draw a flow chart showing first level consumers and second level consumers. Write to explain the differences between them. Log on. Find out more about food chains at www.macmillanmh.com.